Just before we go to news, yesterday we introduced you to the new podcast series, which has been launched by our EWN reporter, Mia Lindeke. In case you missed that, what you need to know is that Mia has sat down for in-depth, one-on-one, deeply personal interviews with some of our female cabinet ministers, talking about their personal stories, talking about the challenges they've overcome during their careers. It's a series called Behind the Politics. She fights her battles silently. It launched with episode one yesterday, focusing on the Basic Education Minister, to Angie Motshekga. Today, the second episode goes live, profiling our Social Development Minister, Lindiwe Zulu. Let's take a little listen to a snippet.
I just gave birth to children. I wasn't a mother at all. I wasn't a mother in the context of what mothers are. They give birth to children and then they are there for the children. They see I wasn't a mother. I was a child myself. It was December time and nobody knew, and I just managed to cover up all the time. After having the baby, my grandmother said, just put the baby here, go back to school.
Social Development Minister Lindiwe Zulu was in high school, a teenage mother who had just found out she was pregnant again and was soon to be thrown out of the only place she called home. She first felt pregnant when she was 15 years old, a child herself, as Zulu describes it. There was no sympathy from a grandmother, and off she went back to school days after giving birth. But then she got pregnant again, and as a baby bump started to show beneath her school clothes, her grandmother had enough and kicked her out of the house. So she had to make a plan and stay with a friend. While a grandmother cared for small children, Zulu set off on a journey for a better life. Zulu only met her daughters when they were teenagers. Tough as nails and a firebrand, she developed a thick skin over the years, fighting in Angola during the anti-apartheid struggle. And what was it like there? Where she fiercely fought for the liberation movement? I struggle to wrap my head around how the woman right in front of me used to handle a firearm with ease. But that was a different time and different circumstances.
You wake up in the middle of the night, there's nothing around you, just the bush, tall trees, snakes, hyenas, all that. You stand there for 2 bloody hours and then you will be relieved after 2 hours. It's you and the darkness and the hyenas around you. And South Africans, we sit here, nobody wants to hear that story. Nobody wants to know how did we get here.
Now, standing by from our Joburg studios, Mia Lindeke is with us once again to continue the conversation around her podcast series. Just a reminder, it's called Behind the Politics. She fights her battles silently. Mia, we just listened before the news to the excerpt from your interview with Lindiwe Zulu. Sounds like it was quite a tough one and got very, very deeply personal. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bipa. Yes, extremely. I think for me, it's about, you know, knowing Lindiwe Zulu as this vulnerable person as well. I think she's been typecast by many as this hard person. You know, we hear her, the sound bites in Parliament being called ginger. But for me, it was an eye opener just to sit, you know, down with her and hear about, you know, her life, her own struggles, like you've heard in that snippet, you know, that she battled with teenage pregnancy as well. She fell pregnant when she was 15. A very tough life. But I mean, what she did and what she has achieved with her life is just magnificent.
And I'm really looking forward to listening to the full episode, because I'm guessing from what we heard there, that it's really going to give us some insight into what life was like for those who were in Angola fighting against the apartheid government. Probably a version of the story that many of us just simply don't know.
Yes, indeed. And she was actually mentioning the fact that we tend to hammer on and we tend to create this picture that it was only Nelson Mandela, you know, fought for the liberation and a certain struggle icons. But she says that so many women like herself, she's got stories to tell us about what she had to go through in Angola. It was a man's world. She described how she had to stand there for 2 hours and how she basically, there was a point where they were ambushed in Angola, and where she held this big gun and she had to fire. You know, she had to use that weapon. And I was just so shocked. And I kept on asking her, but so minister, you had to kill people. And she was like, but it was a different time. It was a different world. I had to kill people because otherwise I would not be here today. It was just very, it's very insightful. And like I said yesterday as well, we need to tell these stories more because there are so many untold stories that it forms part of who we are as a country.
Mia, just remind us where we can listen to both yesterday's episode with Angie Motshekga and today's interview with Lindiwe Zulu.
Yes, so you can find it on the EWN website or you can go to lifepodcast.fm. There you'll find the entire series, Behind the Politics, She Fights Her Battles Silently.